So let's review. Our shiur began with the final mishnah in Perek Hazarik. Zok the mishnah, Hazarik v'niskar me'achar sheyatza miyadi. If somebody throws an object on Shabbos, and while it is in mid-air, he remembers that it is Shabbos. Kol ta'achar, kol ta'kelev, oy shenishraf ha'pater. If it was intercepted by another person, or a dog, or burned, the person who threw it is pater. Zarek lasis chabur. Similarly, if a person throws something at another person, in a way that it will wound the second person, and before the moment of impact, the person who threw it remembers that it is Shabbos, he is pater from mekar mechatas for violating the isra of making chabur. Zehaklal. Kol chiyev chatois in chayavin ashrei tchilasan b'seif in shkaga. The operative rule is that a person is only chayev chatos for an aver b'shagig if he was a shagig both at the beginning and the end of the malacha. If he was mazed either at the beginning or at the end, he is potter. After some discussion, the Gemara explains the Mishnah as follows. Omer Rabbah, Tarti Katani, the Mishnah is actually discussing two separate cases. If he realizes that it is Shabbos before the item lands, he is potter because of the klal of Ashte Tchilasan V'Seifin Shkaga. The Mishnah applies this halacha to Zarek Lasas Chabur as well. If somebody intercepts it, he is potter because he did not do the entire malacha. It is not necessary for both things to happen in order to be potter. Rav Ashi agrees with Rava regarding these two halachas. However, Rav Ashi interprets the Mishnah as speaking of one case in the following scenario. Shachach v'niskar v'chazar v'shachach initially. When he threw the object, he forgot that it's Shabbos. Mid-flight he remembered, and then forgot again before it landed. Generally, in such a case, he would be chayiv because he is a shagig both at the beginning and the end. However, in the case of our Mishnah, he's potter since it was intercepted. The Ikar Chiddush the Mishnah is teaching here is that the awareness in the middle does not change the halacha. As part of the discussion, the Gemara taught that if somebody throws an object which is attached to a string and he holds onto the string, he's potter because since he's holding onto the string, it's as if he's holding onto the object and it's not considered to have been thrown. Of course, regarding making chabura, the string is irrelevant because the isra is making the chabura, not the throwing. In the next discussion, the Gemara introduces a machlokes of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim in the Mishnah later on Daf Kofhe. We know that the share of Malachas Ksiva is two letters. Now, HaKaisu Shtei Oisis B'Shtei Halamis. One who writes one letter B'Shagig, then remembers that it's Shabbos, then forgets again and writes another letter. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv, because he holds Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir. The awareness of a partial Malacha is not considered a Yediyah awareness. Therefore, he did a Malacha B'Shagig B'Halam Echad, in one period of unawareness and would be Chayiv. The Rabbana hold, yes, Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. It is considered a Yediyah. Therefore, he did two partial malachas in two halamas and is potter. The parallel case would be when one carried an object, Dalet Amas B'Shusaram, and remembered at some point in the middle. This too would be subject to the machlokes, because it is biyadai, in his power to stop, similar to writing which he can interrupt at any time. Where he threw an object, it would be the above-mentioned case of shachach v'niskar b'chaz v'shachach, for which he would be chayiv because it's considered a single act, because it was not biyadai to stop it. However, the Gemara goes on to discuss the following case. Shtei amas b'shagig, shtei amas b'mezid, shtei amas b'shagig. A person transported an object two amas in the Rishus Ram b'shagig. The next two amas b'mezid, and then another two amas b'shagig. Rabba amas potter. Rabba says he's potter when he carried it. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds Ein Yedi L'Chatzi Shir, because when he reached the minimum measurement of Dalet Amas, he was amazed. This idea is an awareness which splits the beginning and the end of the Malacham, and therefore he's Pater. Unlike the earlier case where he was a Shagi at the point of Dalet Amas, and therefore Chayev. Rav Ar Machayev. Rav says he's Chayev if he threw it. As explained earlier, we view the entire distance traveled as a single act because it was not Biyadi to stop it, and he is therefore Chayev. This is a case of shachach v'nisker v'chaz v'shachach in which the awareness in the middle is insignificant. Rabbi and Rava actually agree in halacha, as Rashi writes, Mara machada umara machada v'loi pligi. They are each explaining a different case. Rava teaches another halacha. Amar Rava, Zarek v'nacha b'pi ha-kelev o b'pi ha-kivshon. If a person throws something, four amas in the Rosh Hashanah, into a dog's mouth, or into the mouth of an oven, even though they are not for Tvachim, he is chayiv because, as the Gemara says later, Machshavtei Meshavi Le'makim. His intention for it to land there gives the place the status of a Makim Dalet al Dalet, a place that is 4x4 Tvachim. This concept is also illustrated in the Brice that says, Yesh Oichel Achila Achas V'chayiv Ale Arba Chatois V'Ashem Echad. A person can eat a single Kazayis, one act of eating, and Mechayiv four Karban Chatos and one Karban Ashem. This is accomplished by a Tamei person, eating chalev that is nicer on Yom Kippur. He's obligated in the Karban Chatzos for each one of the following averes. Tamei Shachal HaKadosh, eating kachem while tamei, achilas chalev, eating chalev, achilas nicer, eating nicer leftover kachem, achila b'yom kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, and a Karban Asham for Me'ilah, deriving benefit from kachem. He can mechayev another chatos if it is Shabbos and he walks outside while the food is in his mouth. Apparently, even though the food is resting in his mouth, which is less than 4x4 tefachim, since he intends to eat the food, we consider it as if it is resting in a place that is 4x4 tefachim. Hanul HaZarek. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 11th Perek HaZarek and begin the 12th Perek HaBayna Be'ezra Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. HaBayna Kama Yibona Ve'yechayev. HaBayna Kolshu. The Malach HaBayna has no shear. One is chayev even for the most minimal amount. The Gemara asks, Kolshu L'maychazia. Of what value could such a small amount be? The Gemara suggests three answers. Amir b'yirmiyah, shekein ani chayfer guma la'atznia ba'protesav. A pauper would dig a tiny hole to hide his small coins. And in the Mishkan, they would dig tiny holes to hide the sewing needles. Abai rejects this explanation, since storing needles in this way would cause them to rust. Instead, Abai suggests, shekein ani oisa pitputei kira katana lishbos ala keder katana. A pauper would make a tiny stand for a small stove to cook a small pot of food, and in the Mishkan they would do the same thing in cooking the herbs for the curtain dyes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov rejects this because in anis b'makom hashiras, it is beneath the dignity of the Beis HaMikdash to cook in a way so reminiscent of paupers. Instead, Rav Acha bar Yaakov suggests shekein balabayis sheyesh li nekev bibirasa b'seizmai. A person will fill a tiny hole in the wall with clay. Similarly, in the Mishkan, when there was a wormhole in one of the boards, they would fill it with lead. The next discussion in the Gemara concludes as follows. When building a wall, there are three levels of stones that each acquire different actions to be chayiv for building. Tata bayit tzedudi va'afra. One is chayiv for positioning and wedging the bottom stones in place. Mitzah bayit namitina. One is chayiv for cementing the middle row of stones. Eloi b'hanocha v'alma. One is chayiv for just placing the top row of stones. The Gemara next refers to the Mishnah. V'hamasasis, one who chisels, v'hamakev patish u'v'matzed, one who strikes the final blow with a hammer or sledgehammer, hakodeach, one who drills, all these, kol shu chayiv, for any amount he's liable. The Gemara tells us that there are three cases where Rav holds you are chayiv mishum b'ina, and Shmuel holds you are chayiv mishum makev patish. Chiseling a stone, making an ear hole in a chicken coop, even though ain't derech binyan b'kach, this is an unusual way of building, and putting a peg in place to solidify the handle into the metal blade of the hoe, even though this is an entirely unusual way of building. Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Shmuel that it is makeh b'patash.